jouer.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
I've been living with a heart on the mend, wondering how. I know I'll live to love again. I just leaned on you too long.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
This is Kyle Larson.
Larson continuing to pull away, looking for the Southern 500.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Drivers, start your engines!
The Motor Racing Network presents...
All right, man, be ready here.
NASCAR Live, race day.
Ready, freaking.
From Darlington Raceway, brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
It is a challenge like no other. A mile and a third racetrack in northeastern corner of South Carolina that's been on the NASCAR landscape since 1950. A track that's NASCAR's oldest super speedway. A track that's known as the Darlington Raceway. Hello and welcome to the PD region of South Carolina and Motor Racing Network's live coverage of the Goodyear 400. Mike Bagley and the entire MRN crew here with you on a beautiful day for racing. Sunny skies and a temperature of 79 degrees. It's NASCAR's official throwback weekend, a chance for us to reconnect to the history of the sport while we appreciate and respect the legacy and the successes and the heartbreaks of this legendary racetrack. Let's go right to the broadcast booth. Jeff Striegel and Alex Hayden are standing by to anchor today's coverage. Gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome in. Jeff, we go to tracks all across the country, but there's just something about this place and the significance of this weekend that sets today apart from all of the others.
Yeah, and good afternoon to you, Mike. All you got to do is look in the garage and how teams are remembering the legends that came before them, like Mark Martin and Terry Labonte, Jeff Gordon, Lee Petty and Richard Petty, Dale Sr. and Jimmy Johnson, just to name a few. Alex Hayden, this is a very, very special weekend.
It really is, and that's for the fans, that's for the competitors, that's for the broadcasters, everybody who convenes at the Darlington Raceway for the Goodyear 400 and NASCAR's official throwback weekend. It's also the inaugural weekend for this new NASCAR alumni program. Former drivers and crew members and car owners, there are a ton of our heroes wandering around and visiting with race fans, visiting with current team members. This truly is a spectacular racetrack and an event unlike any other.
And many of those will be joining us this afternoon on the broadcast. Now, dating back to 1950, Alex, the very first all-asphalt NASCAR race, today marks the 126th time that the NASCAR Cup Series will race here. There is history around every corner.
There really is, starting with three things that have never been broken in the history books. The longest race in the history of NASCAR was here at Darlington. It lasted 6 hours, 42 minutes, and 37 seconds, and that was back in 1952, and it was won by Fonte Flock. The largest field of cars to ever compete in a single race was September 3rd, 1953, here at Darlington, when 82 cars competed in the race. Herb Thomas won from the number two starting spot, and the largest margin of victory in the history of our sport, ironically coming off the closest margin last week at Kansas, the largest margin of victory in our sport was also here at Darlington in 1965 when Ned Jarrett won by over 14 15 laps.
What is old is now new again. Mike, when we do race here later on this afternoon, it's going to be Tim Richmond, 1982 throwback, a car driven today by Tyler Reddick that will lead the field to the green flag.
There are so many of those paint schemes. Tim Richmond's paint scheme, one of them, and we'll be documenting them over the course of this afternoon. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Let's check a little NASCAR news.
Motor Racing Network NASCAR News.
Racing got underway Friday night here at Darlington after a three-hour weather delay and an overtime finish. Ross Chastain and Nice Motorsports won the Buckle Up South Carolina 200.
It means everything. This place has been mean to me, as it should. It's really tough, but to put it all together tonight, you know, at times we're back as far as about ninth and got through that wreck and executed on a restart late. It is incredible to win at Darlington.
Nick Sanchez, Ben Rhodes, Christian Eckeson, Ty Majeski rounded out the top five. Yesterday, the NASCAR Xfinity Series ran the Crown Royal Purple Bag Project 200, and Justin Allgaier took everybody to the woodshed, leading 119 of the 147 laps. At what point did Justin know he had a race-winning effort?
Lap one, as odd as that sounds, you know, coming into this racetrack for so many years, Just, I cannot say thank you enough to this team standing behind me, everybody back at Genie Motorsports. I mean, the effort and the time and the energy that they put into this race team is incredible. We've had such a dismal year. I mean, we've been so fast, so many races, and we've just not been able to pull it off.
Austin Hill, Cole Custer, Sam Mayer, and Eric Almirola were the rest of the top five finishers. And last night in Nashville, William Sawalich won the Music City 150 for the ARCA Menard Series East at Fairground Speedway. Isabella Robusto, Connor Zilich, Zachary Tinkle, and Andrew Peterson were the top five there. Coming up on NASCAR Live Race Day, it's been a busy news week for Front Row Motorsports driver Michael McDowell. He's been right smack dab in the middle of it. I'll go one-on-one with Michael. We'll also get the progressive keys to winning from William Byron, Martin Truex Jr., and Harrison Burton. Todd Gordon's going to stop by to give us the crew chief's perspective on what's needed for a successful day here at Darlington. Plus, we will chat with the drivers before they buckle into their race cars ahead of the Goodyear 400 on this Mother's Day 2024.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Hi, I'm Kyle Penn. You may know that Victory Junction provides fun, adaptive, and life-changing experiences for kids with all levels of abilities, serious illnesses, and chronic medical conditions. But did you know that camp is free for the children and families we serve? Your support helps every camper build a foundation to live their best life. Make your gift today at victoryjunction.org/donate and feel your heart race.
Earlier this week, Michael McDowell announced he will leave Front Row Motorsport at the end of the season and move on to Spire Motorsports. I had a chance to visit with Michael to get context on his decision to move on. That is coming up next. First, from Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN
is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
From Darlington Raceway, this is NASCAR Live Race Day. Now, back to Mike Bagley.
Had news breaking earlier this week that Michael McDowell will not be returning to Front Row Motorsports in 2025. He joins us on NASCAR Live Race Day right now. Welcome in, first of all.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
So, new change of scenery in 2025 for you. Why?
Ooh, you go right to the heart of it. You know, there's a lot of reason why. I feel like, you know, the biggest thing for me was just knowing that I had an opportunity to continue to build and grow in the sport for many years to come. And so longevity and future is a big part of it. And I like to think about, you know, what that challenge will look like. And I feel like it's been fun to be a part of Front Row and to build it and to see where it's come from to where it is now. But there's a lot of opportunity at Spire as well. And I feel like timing is so important in this sport, as you know, and the timing is good. The opportunity is right. And it gives me, you know, a future in the sport for many years to come. And I think having that assurance of knowing that there's more years to race and more years to be a part of the team and to build it into a successful program was exciting. And, you know, it all worked out.
How many years do you think you have left in you?
Well, I mean, that's a complicated question because right now I'm running well and feeling good and everything's going well, right? And I don't know when that time is. I haven't been there. You know, I've talked to other guys about it, you know, Harvick and talked to Mark Martin. And, you know, those guys were so competitive late into their careers. But for me, I feel like those first 10 years in the Cup Series was just hanging on for dear life and not really being able to show what we were capable of doing. Now the last 5 years have been so good. I feel like I've started over, right? And this is what I've always kind of wanted and desired to be competitive week in and week out. And so I think that's the main focus, is making sure that I'm able to perform on the racetrack at a very high level. Right now I'm able to do that. And whether that's 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, I'm not sure. But there's a future beyond driving here at Spire Motorsports with me as well. And so that's an important aspect.
A lot of folks think that when a driver leaves a current situation for the next, that there's discord, things are not harmonious, there's a reason for the departure beyond what you've given. What is the nature of your relationship with Front Row as we sit 13 races in going into Darlington?
I think the relationship is great. I mean, Bob Jenkins has done so much for me in my career, and he knows how thankful I am of every opportunity, and we've accomplished a lot together, and winning the Daytona 500, winning at Indy, and just seeing the whole team grow and kind of develop into this you know, fun program that kind of takes it to the big teams is awesome. And so I think that he knows that I'm thankful for the opportunity to be a part of that. You know, yesterday we had a couple conversations, and we both feel that bittersweet. Right. And, you know, Front Row has been home for me and their family. And so it's not easy. It wasn't easy just to be like, oh, I'm going to go do something else. And it didn't really play out like that either. They have a lot of things on their horizon, too. And it doesn't always have to make sense to everybody. I think that's probably the thing that I've learned over time, is that, you know, when I went to Front Row 7 years ago, it didn't make sense. And they were running 30 plus every weekend. And 4 or 5 years later, all of a sudden it's starting to make sense. 2 or 3 more years later, and it's really successful. And so just because not everybody can see the vision doesn't mean that it's not there. And so for me, it was just more of that seeing the vision in the future. But Bob and Jerry and everybody at Front Row have been great, and they've handled it well. And I feel like I've handled it well. And, you know, it's no different than LFR. You know, Bob Levine, I still talk to him monthly, and Jeremy Lang and those guys over there. Now, they kicked me out of the seat and they put Casey Kane in, and that hurt. And that was one of those things where I felt like we were building something there, and now all of a sudden you're not a part of that, right? And so I know that feeling, but they're family. And And racing is like that. It doesn't always make sense. And they had to do the best thing for them. And at the time, that was put in a really high profile guy that could bring sponsorship and elevate that program and take it to the next level. And so I think I've been doing it long enough to know that you don't want to burn bridges. You don't want to burn relationships. And I have great relationships with everybody at Front Row. And I feel like we've done everything to maintain that going forward. And the great thing about racing is that running well and performance always helps everything, regardless if you're leaving, staying, doesn't matter. The best thing for the 34 car this year is for us to keep, you know, running well, win a race, make the playoffs. And that's the same for Bob. That's the same for Jerry. That's the same for crew chief. That's the same for car chief. That's the same for all of us, is to run well. And so we're, you know, we're focused on making sure we finish off strong and do all the things we need to do.
You mentioned a moment ago about, for a lot of folks, it didn't make sense when you signed for Front Row.
Yeah.
Well, for some folks now, it may not make sense that you go to Spire Motorsports.
Right.
What do you see as potential that warranted you to take a second glance and ultimately put pen to paper to be one of their drivers?
Well, the investment that they're making in the race team to grow and expand. I mean, obviously, they have three charters, and they've hired a tremendous amount of people over, you know, the last 2 years in particular that we've seen. Some of our Front Row employees have actually gone over there over the last 2 years. And so we've seen them make the investment. I've seen them make the investment in the race team to get better and to continue to grow. And you know, they have all the things and all the ingredients to be really good. And they have a plan, and they have a future, and they have the support from their partners to do it. And so for me, that was the biggest thing, is knowing that the tools and the people and the processes are there and in place to grow and build. And that excited me. I like ambitious thinking. I like thinking about the unimaginable that some people might see. And I feel like there's a great opportunity to build something really special.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car. And there's only one thing to do: trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with GEICO, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This GEICO sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your GEICO team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Keep up with all of the action during the 2024 NASCAR season with NASCAR Today.
William Byron has won the Daytona 500.
Every weekday throughout the season, we'll bring you the latest news and insights.
At that point, I really had in my mind, okay, we can really win this.
As we count down the days to championship weekend in Phoenix.
It's surreal still. I can't believe I'm in this position.
I'm Chase Elliott. Listen to NASCAR Today every weekday right here on the Motor Racing Network.
Today's Goodyear 400 is 293 laps, 400 miles. Stage breaks will come at laps 90 and 185. From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
You're listening to NASCAR Live Race Day from Darlington Raceway.
Off turn number four, William Byron to the line. White flag is out. He takes it. Next flag ends it.
Into turn one, and it is bye-bye Byron. Kevin Harvick has fallen back by four, by five. He's got nothing for Willie V. Byron. run off turn two for the final time.
In the sunshine as the sun sets over turns three and four at Darlington. Here's William Byron headed off turn four toward the checkered flag.
Here comes William Byron out of turn number four through the chaos of the last few laps, emerges as a winner at Darlington Raceway. William Byron gets his first win at the track too tough to tame.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That's how it sounded a year ago. William Byron getting his first Darlington win. NASCAR Live Race Day continues with an inside glance as to what it takes to get the job done here at the track too tough to tame. Like William, Martin Truex Jr. is also a former winner here at Darlington. He's visited Victory Lane twice in his career. And Harrison Burton, who will be in the famed Wood Brothers number 21 today, has had his own positive run of form at Darlington as well. William, Martin, and Harrison join us now for the keys to winning today's race, sponsored by Progressive. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at Progressive.com.
Yeah, the keys to winning at Darlington's just you have to be able to manage the short and long runs. Tires wear out quite a bit, so just trying to keep the tires happy, and pit strategy is important. You know, being able to come out on green flag stops and have speed, and then the restarts are tricky for sure. Just the nature of turns one and two and how narrow it is and difficult to get a bunch of track position.
Yeah, Darlington is obviously, you know, just such a challenge, but you know, I think the keys for me there would be keeping up with the racetrack. It changes so much throughout the race, you know, starting the daytime, really, really long race, ending at night. It just goes through a lot of changes. So keeping up with the track, and then obviously, you know, keeping your car clean. You know, these cars are very, very easy to, you know, knock speed out of by hitting the wall. And obviously Darlington is a place where the closer you get, the faster you go. So just keeping the car out of the fence, keeping it clean is obviously a huge part. And those two things always stick out of Darlington.
Yeah, I think Darlington's a really tough one. You know, there's kind of a lot of different ways to get around there, but I think the keys to running well and winning at Darlington is understanding that turns one and two is kind of for show, and turns three and four is kind of where you make your dough, I guess. Where one and two is a really flashy, high speed, high aggression corner, and you certainly have to get through there well to go fast and qualifying. It's really important. Three and four is kind of a bigger differentiator and somewhere where you can kind of make more moves. You know, I think I would rather have a perfect car through three and four, and then hopefully a little bit on the tight side in one and two. Try and kind of sacrifice one and two a little bit for three and four to be better. Normally, it's so hard to kind of get them both right. So you have to, as a driver, make a sacrifice somewhere. And so for me, I've had the best success when I'm kind of cringing a little bit going through turns one and two, and then really happy through three and four is normally when the car and me are both at our best.
And those are the Progressive keys to winning today's Goodyear 400 at Darlington.
Meet Calvin.
Hi.
Calvin won $50 off his roommate. That's because Calvin has the iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio.
Which he used to make a pasta song playlist.
I'm a genioki.
Calvin blasted this on repeat after betting his roommate couldn't complete a 4-day juice cleanse.
Oh, I can.
The song Proper Pappardelle pushed him over the edge.
Mmm. I love carbs.
Good thing Calvin is one of millions with the iHeartRadio app. Download it today and get paid to ruin your roommate's stupid cleanse. Like Calvin.
Every hero's story has a humble beginning. Every legend had to earn their stripes.
Guys like me aren't supposed to do that.
Every superstar had a dream.
It's been a fairy tale season.
Every home track is the start of something special.
That's just good old short track racing.
Oh! Oh, a little retaliation.
Holy cow!
Learn more about NASCAR regional tracks near you at nascar.com/regional.
You may have heard us reference this region of the racetrack as the PD region. Well, if you care to know, the region is called that because it lies along the watershed of the PD River. That river got its name from the PD indigenous tribe that inhabited this area from 1000 to 1400 AD. From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
NASCAR Live Race Day is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Now, back to Mike Bagley.
Welcome back to Darlington Raceway. Fans are filing in, and they are lined up to get in on the property here. Goodyear 400 coming your way shortly. Let's go trackside, talk to some of the drivers. They have just cleared the driver's meeting. They're about to be introduced to the fans in attendance. And we will start with a driver that will lead us to the green flag. Yesterday in qualifying, Tyler Reddick took his Money Lion Toyota to the pole, 170.124 miles an hour. That's 28.906 seconds around this racetrack. He has finished top three in three of the last four here. He's finished runner-up twice. He'll look for Darlington win number one today. He is with Halstead, Pennsylvania's Steve Post.
Yes, indeed, and he's backstage here, hanging out in the shade just a little bit with his son, Bo, and he's kind of chilling here. Tyler, that qualifying lap yesterday, did you get a sense beyond how fast it was on one lap, how the car was over a longer run that we're going to have here today?
Yeah, we definitely did in Group A, and yeah, we were in quite a bit of traffic, so it's hard to look at necessarily the speed of our car running in that much traffic, but the handling of our Money Lion Toyota Camry was pretty good, and I could do quite a bit of things that I wanted to early on, so I was excited about that. Obviously, with the track position here, hopefully don't have to worry about traffic if we get a good start, and that'll really allow us to get a read on what our car is going to have in today's race.
You've had so much success here, everything but winning a race. You've come close a few times. What does a good race car do here at Darlington? What does your race car need to do to get you over there to victory lane a little bit later on?
Yeah, I think, I don't know what that is. I think that's fuel landing on us. I think it's got to be versatile. You got to be able to move around a little bit. I think that's a big thing. When you get to lap traffic, we will, a lot of these cars will be in lap traffic at some point. Just being able to move around and keep the balance of your car where you want it will be important.
We'll see what happens with it. That is Tyler Reddick going to lead us to green. And what he was referencing, Mike, they had some pyro above us and some fluid was falling on us. We don't know if it's unlit pyro or what it is, so stay tuned. We could have an explosion down here on the stage.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen. I'm sure that Brad Keselowski fans are hoping what will happen today is a win. It would be the first time in 110 races that Brad Keselowski has gone to victory lane. The last time he did was at Talladega Super Speedway 3 years ago, April. He starts on the outside of the front row. He's a Darlington winner, and he's with Kim Kuhn of Orlando, Florida.
That's right, Mike. Knows how to get it done in Darlington. Won here in 2018. You'll have a front row start. We know it has fire off speed. How is the long run speed in the car?
Yeah, I think it's been really good. We've seen it found a little bit here, Kim, over the last few weeks, and had strong runs at Dover and Kansas. Weren't able to get the wins, but we're knocking on the door, so encouraged to be starting up to the front. We haven't done that enough as of late. That helps us a lot with pit box and all those things, and have a lot of pit stops, but also to have great speed. This could be a big day for us.
Darlington's about the art of making passes without roughing up the tires. So how disciplined do you have to be as a driver out here at the Lady in Black?
I mean, super disciplined. You want to run as tight to the wall as you can because the car has so much more speed. But, the tires are slipping every lap, and they're getting slower, and it gets so easy to hit the wall if you push the car too hard. So it's a big challenge, and that's part of what I love about Darlington.
Brad has three consecutive top 10 finishes in the last three Darlington races.
Well, let's keep it in the RFK family. The last time we left the NASCAR Cup Series last week at Kansas Speedway, Chris Buescher was trying to shake off his loss of a second place finish by 1/1000th of a second to Kyle Larson. He will start third today, a track that he loves to race on. Chris Wilner of Carmel, Indiana, is with Chris Buescher.
And it's his first top five start of 2024. Okay, Chris, the question going into Darlington is today to put what happened last week behind you. Obviously, the speed is there, but is today the day that we just kind of get a little bit of redemption for this group?
Yeah, we hope so. We're off to a good start. We came out of there trying to laugh about it ultimately at the end of the night and say, all right, put it behind us. Let's take what we need out of it, use it as some fuel, and go into the week. So figure out how to be mad for 6 days, right? And go to the track and show them what we're made of. And we were able to do that yesterday. Really proud of everybody with this fifth, third bank Mustang to put it right there at the front row, right behind. But really good effort with both the RFK Fords. So feel good about this racetrack. I love this racetrack. It's one of my top three tracks that we go to. And pretty happy to have the speed we have so far.
When you look at how the runs progress here, how difficult is it to race the racetrack? Because every lap feels like you have to attack it differently.
Yeah, it's you start talking about seconds of fall off. That's significant. And, I guess you got to be ready for it. This place, I guess it was repaved, I guess similar time frame to Michigan, right? But something was very, very different because this place did not hold on to grip or speed, and it makes it very challenging for us. I love that about it. We've fortunately not got any red stripe around the right side of the car yet, but that's inevitably coming tonight. So we'll be ready for when it does. You know, make sure it's just a soft lean into it versus anything big.
All right, that's Chris Buescher again. Good roll off third here this afternoon.
Denny Hamlin will go for his fifth Darlington win today. His four wins came in the prior generation race car, and ever since we've gone to this race car, he's only finished in the top 10 one time. He'll try to go for Darlington win five today from the seventh starting position. Back to Steve Post.
Yes, indeed. Denny has had a lot of success here, but Denny, Mike just mentioned this generation of race car. You've had good runs here. You haven't been to victory lane. How different has this car been on this historic old racetrack?
It's definitely changed over the years for sure, but I think you can still approach it how you have with previous generation cars and still be successful. So it's still about having that mental toughness. I think Darlington is a track where I treat it like a short track that you're going to get on tilt at times, but like just don't make a mistake and compound it and make it worse. So definitely enjoy this track. It's one of my favorites, if not my favorite. And today is just a beautiful day for racing. Hopefully we keep it up front.
How did you feel about your specific car here today? How was it in practice yesterday and qualified up in the top 10, but how was the car in the practice run?
I liked it. I really did. It's one of the better practice sessions we've had in the next gen car. So I think that I'm pretty optimistic going into today. And just as long as I do my job, we'll be up front.
We'll see what happens. An optimistic Denny Hamlin at Darlington. That's probably a pretty good sign for sure. Mike, he starts in position number seven, has the purple Yahoo colors on the Toyota.
And he's won four times already this year. Remember, he won the season opening clash at the Coliseum. He's gone to victory lane at Bristol, Richmond, and at the Monster Mile in Dover, Delaware.
Progressive knows when you own a boat, life on land is a tough sell.
Come on down to land. The place where you can do so much walking. You can walk to work, the bus stop, or the gym, where you can pretend you're walking up an endless flight of stairs. Even when you're flying somewhere, you can take a really long walk through the airport. It's land.
Life on a boat is way more relaxing, and it's even more relaxing when you protect your boat with Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, number one rating based on 2022 boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
Are you ready for sights, sounds, and speed that'll shake you to your core? To see NASCAR stars like Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, Denny Hamlin, and Ross Chastain attack the asphalt? Are you ready to make memories that'll last a lifetime? Yeah? You ready? Then we got one more question. What are you waiting for? To experience the thrill of a NASCAR race in person, visit NASCAR.com/tickets.
Well, we've heard the driver's perspective. What about the crew chief's perspective? Todd Gordon will join us when we return from Darlington Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Soil health is one of the most important parts of your farm. Without good soil health, crop yields are affected, and so is your bottom line. Bluff Country Feed and Seed can help improve your soil health with products from Midwestern BioAg. With dry and liquid biologic fertilizers that help the soil hold nutrients for your crop, to soil and plant testing to find out how much and what type of fertilizer you need. Bluff Country Feed and Seed will improve your farm's profitability through improved soil health. Start improving your farm's soil health today. Call or visit Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi or visit them online at bluffcountryfs.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
From the track Too Tough to Tame, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
White flag is in the air. One more lap in the Cookout Southern 500, and Kyle Larson trying to do something that he's never done before, and that is go to victory lane at the Darlington Raceway.
The Southern 500 less than a lap away now for Young Money. Tyler Reddick trying to make one last run at him. He's within four. He's within three, but it's Kyle Larson to the back stretch.
Kyle Larson pulling away with it down the back straightaway. It is Tyler Reddick giving it all he has. Let it hang out. Byron. Larson is up there up front. Larson continuing to pull away, looking for the Southern 500.
Off the Kern, number four, here comes Kyle Larson. Joey Acock puts the checkered flag in the air, and Kyle Larson wins the Cookout Southern 500 at Darlington.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That's how it sounded the last time we were here at the Darlington Raceway. Kyle Larson and Hendrick Motorsports victorious in this legendary race. Welcome back to NASCAR Live Race Day. Last weekend, we talked about how Chris Buescher lost by 1/1000th of a second. He lost to Kyle Larson, who seems to be on a roll of late, and he is on the short list of consideration for victory here today. As we get ready to close in on the green flag and a chance for Young Money to score another, let's go back to the broadcast booth. Let's get the crew chief's perspective. We bring in Todd Gordon. Todd, welcome to NASCAR Live Race Day. As a crew chief, right now, before you get set to go under the green flag at Darlington, what are the nerves and the emotions like of a crew chief as you get set to go at this legendary racetrack?
Yeah, definitely trying to put together what we think out of stage one, being 90 laps long. I talked to the crew chiefs down there, looks pretty straightforward. You know, you'd split it in half at 45, but you start to go through all the what-ifs. What if a caution comes at lap 12? Am I coming? How does that split up the rest of the stage? How are the sets of tires that I've got here? I've got 9 sets of stickers laying in the pit box. How do I want to utilize those through the race? And how many cautions we anticipate later? So just trying to put together the game plan so it's not you've thought through the situations before they come to you.
Now, we've had situations in the past, Todd, where we've gotten a lot of early caution flags, and I believe it was one race a year ago where, you know, teams had gone through 3 or 4 sets even before the end of stage one. Do you have to resist the temptation sometimes to come down and put on tires, or is it a foregone conclusion that every time the caution flag comes, you're coming to pit road for 4?
Yeah, I mean, it's you that's a great question, and one these guys will be interested in and challenged with. If we have multiple cautions early, you've got to keep yourself in a rhythm to have enough sets left. And when you look at this, there's 3 extra sets that I think can play in here. So a couple cautions is going to put you kind of tight. You may look at, you've got your mock qualifiers that have just your qualifying laps on them. They're sitting there as well. If you get to multiples, you may sneak them on in one situation just to make sure you got stickers left later in the race.
Now, I know that for a driver, may like a car loose or a car tight. Do you get aggressive or conservative with the setup here, considering where the driver runs and where he or she may be on the racetrack compared to the outside wall?
Yeah, you want to be perfectly balanced the whole time just because you run so close to the wall in 1 and 2. Driving straight up the hill to the wall, the only lane through 1 and 2 is up there right next to the wall. Now in 3 and 4, you'll see guys, and we saw this through the Xfinity race, you'll see some of them right up there on the wall trying to run that air cushion. You'll see some guys that'll go to the bottom of the racetrack, which isn't that far down, but it's it's probably three car widths down to the dash line and wrap around the bottom. Depending on where your car balance is and how confident you are and where your balance is may dictate what lanes you're in.
It's interesting at Darlington, we always seem to get the long green flag run, but there are some short runs. You mentioned a moment ago about scuffed tires where maybe a lap or two or three or four have already been put on those tires. At what point in the race, because all these drivers want brand new tires every time they come, but you have one set that you got to burn. When do you choose to put them on? What would be the scenario there?
Yeah, you'd have to be a kind of, and I always call this being ahead of your tire count. So when you take out the nine sets of tires, you divide the 293 laps that you anticipate running by nine sets, and you find out how many laps you've got to put on each set. So when you get too far ahead of that, if we have, say, a caution at 15, then we have one at 28, and then we have another one at, say, 45, I don't want to be three sets in at that point. At that point, I might think about bringing those scuffs out early in the race, just to keep myself in a better tire rotation for my stickers later.
Now, you've given us a lot to digest. Is there anything else that needs to be put into play here? Anything else that we need to consider as we get set to go?
Well, we got to see where we're going to be on the cycles. And if it goes green, which we've seen a lot of green flag racing this year, if it goes green, if you look at it, you've got 90 laps in first stage. You've got about that in the second stage. You've got just a little bit more than that in the last one. Well, common knowledge or logic would be I split that in half at 45. The challenge is I want to be one of the first guys to come to pit road because I'm going to be 2.5 seconds faster on stickers than I was on old tires. So if I can use that 2.5 seconds for a lap or two, I can make up multiple positions on a racetrack and get some track position. So how aggressive we want to be from 45, I think you might see the pit cycle start in the late 30s as guys crew chiefs become aggressive trying to jump other cars on racetrack.
Wow, there's just so much to consider even in a 400 mile race here at Darlington. Todd, appreciate the insight. We'll let you regroup with Alex and Jeff as we get set to go here in moments with the Goodyear 400.
Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR, invites you to believe in the power of vacation. With Blue Green, you can create the vacation that fits your lifestyle, sharing a lifetime of memories at a collection of unique, locally inspired resorts and popular destinations across the U.S. Blue Green owners also enjoy exclusive access to VIP NASCAR packages that deliver the thrill only NASCAR can provide. Start your vacation journey today at BlueGreenVacations.com.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
It's a special race weekend, NASCAR's official throwback weekend here at Darlington Raceway. There are so many legends that are roaming around the garage, the media center, the property. I bumped into Dave Marcus yesterday, and for all of you old school fans that miss Dave, he's doing well. He was clad in those wing tips that made him famous. If you download NASCAR Live Wide Open this Thursday, he will give us the story behind why he drove in those famous wing-tipped shoes. From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
from Darlington County, this is NASCAR Live Race Day. Now, back to Mike Bagley.
We continue live at Darlington Raceway, counting you down to the start of the Goodyear 400. Let's go back trackside, talk to some more drivers, and let's reconnect with Eric Jones of Legacy Motor Club. Haven't seen him in a race car the last couple of weeks. Eric has missed the last two races due to injuries he sustained at Talladega. He's a two-time winner here, and there's just something about this track and him that seemed to go hand in hand. He'll fire off from 30th, and he's with our Steve Post.
Yes, indeed. He starts in the 30th spot, Eric. First off, how is the back? How has the recovery been? And just what's it like getting back to the racetrack, even though at a good place like Darlington as well?
Yeah, no, it feels good. And recovery was just kind of waiting. You know, there's not a lot you can do for that injury to heal it faster. So just got to let it heal, let it get better. And, you know, fortunately, it was on the mild side of that type of injury. So, yeah, excited to be back. Happy, you know, Darlington was always kind of the goal after I knew I was going to have to sit out to be back at. So happy to meet that, happy to be here, and, you know, hopefully just get the Advent Camry up front. I mean, it's a little farther back than we want to be starting, so we got some work to do to go and have the day we want.
What is there about this track? You're a two-time winner here at Darlington Raceway. When you first arrived here, what did you find, and what types of things have you learned that just have suited you so well?
Yeah, I mean, I like tire management game. You know, this race is different than the fall by a lot. So it seems like we always run better at the fall race than here in the spring. But, you know, I like coming here no matter what. So it's kind of one groove in the spring-summer race here. It feels like you're really up on the wall and trying to make time up there. So we'll see. Hopefully made some good adjustments and see where we kind of stack up.
We'll see what happens. When you have the 43 car, you always have a cool throwback, Kim. And this is to a 1959 car. Richard Petty drove this throwback scheme in 1960 to his first of 200 Cup Series wins. Eric Jones carrying those colors here at Darlington. Kim Kuhn?
Talking about throwback schemes, William Byron running Jeff Gordon's late 90s, early 2000s Firestorm car. But, William, as we look at last year's Darlington races, finished top five in both. You're the defending winner of this race. But as we look at today, you know, different tire, different track conditions, the track ages. How much of it is kind of a clean slate in figuring out what you need to win here?
Yeah, it's definitely we've kind of struggled with some things balance-wise this weekend, just trying to get our Exalta Chevy just kind of in the realm that we need to be in. So I think the new tire kind of threw us for a little bit of a loop, but we still had speed, so just got to hopefully get the balance today and have a good solid race and be able to go from there.
The last 2 weeks haven't been exactly what the team has wanted. How do you keep your head on straight and just looking forward despite finishes that you think you're better than?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've had the speed at certain times of the weekend. We just haven't quite put it together the whole time, but you know, that's the kind of X factor you got to have, and hopefully you get the balance a little bit closer today.
That's William Byron. He rolls up from the fifth position. His mother, Dana, here today. She's actually doing the invocation before the race. Well, Chris Williner?
Well, the last time I talked to this guy, he was in Victory Lane on Friday night. That's Ross Chastain in the Craftsman Truck Series. Ross, winning does a lot of things when it comes to drivers and momentum. How does that translate to your Cup Series ride here today?
Well, it made me a little tired yesterday morning for practice, yeah. I'll be honest, Chris. But we put in a solid day's work yesterday for Busch Light Chevy. You know, to throw back to the heritage of Busch Light and what AB has done in the sport for so long is really cool. And now we've got a real shot to go win another Darlington race. You know, to win Friday night was just memorable in life goals and accomplishments. So they can never take it away. We won Darlington, and I'll never forget it.
And 200 career starts here in the Cup Series, Ross. Can you put that in perspective? Does it feel like 200?
I can't really. I mean, I just remember my first one like it was 2 months ago at Dover, and my first Xfinity start I thought would just be kind of one or two, and then trucks was supposed to just be one. So to now be over 500 in all three and 200 in Cup is dream come true.
All right, that's Ross Chastain again going to roll off inside the top 10 in the ninth starting spot.
It's been an interesting year for Ross Chastain and Trackhouse Racing. They started the season off good, and, well, they have run across hard times as of late. They hope to turn the ship around today. Back to Steve Post.
Mike, we've talked to drivers, and this is a tough racetrack for a driver. Let's talk to a crew chief, Alan Gustafson, crew chief for Chase Elliott, UniFirst colors on this car. Alan, building a car, calling a race, what are the challenges you have as a crew chief here at Darlington?
I think the first thing that
the first challenge, you know, that you think of Darlington is just the split and the corners are just significantly different. So to get the car to drive really well through both corners isn't easy. I don't think it's really possible to have it perfect on both ends, so there's always some compromise. So you got to work through that and ultimately put yourself in a position where the car drives good, where you think you can most effectively pass and make lap time. So, yeah, past that, obviously, tire fall off is a conversation here. And, you know, when to pit, you know, short pit, the time you gain versus giving up on the backside. You have a good short run car, long run car. Yeah, and then I think, you know, you throw traffic in there and it just makes it even that much more interesting.
I'll tell you what, it is interesting. It is a full day for the crew chiefs down here. They've got the Dale Earnhardt Jr. 2014 Daytona 500 paint scheme on this car. It looks good. They've got a little work to do, Mike. They're going to start in the 31st spot, but Alan Chase, they could probably work forward and see if they can contend for the win here later on today.
They are up to the task, no question. Opening ceremonies coming up. NASCAR Live has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore art thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with Geico, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Oh, whyest must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
Geico, great service without all the drama.
Feel like you're in the driver's seat and never miss a second of the race action with Racing Electronics. Racing Electronics scanners allow you to listen in on uncensored audio from your favorite drivers, spotters, and crews the entire race. Hear team strategy with critical passes, dangerously close calls, and all the pit stop drama. To learn more, visit them at racingelectronics.com. Be race ready. Be RE equipped.
From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Hey, race fans, Court of the Joy here. Join Ryan Flores and myself for Stacking Pennies every week. I'll break down my race and everything that happened on the track right out of my windshield.
Plus, we give out the dogs of the week for the best pit crews and pit crew guys and go in depth for all the money stops, pit road woes, and penalties.
You know what? You never know what guests are going to stop by the Nonsense Garage, but you can listen to Stacking Pennies every week on your favorite podcast platform, SiriusXM Channel 90 on Tuesdays, and the full YouTube version drops on NASCAR Channel on Wednesdays.
Hey, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
Waking up, coming back to Victory Lane, doing media spot. That's kind of when it really sunk in that, hey, we accomplished something great.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
Chastain did a video game move, drove it, and never lifted.
As well as break down the upcoming race weekend and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern.
Here's the starting lineup for the Goodyear 400, brought to you by eBay Motors. Bring home the cup with eBay Guaranteed Fit. Brakes, headlights, all the parts to fit your vehicle the first time, every time. eBay Motors, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. Row 18.
Noah Gregson, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Harrison Burton, Huntersville, North Carolina.
Row 17.
Josh Berry, Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Row 16.
Derek Krause, Stratford, Wisconsin.
Chase Elliott, Dawsonville, Georgia.
Row 15.
Eric Jones, Byron, Michigan.
Daniel Hemric, Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Row 14.
Justin Haley, Winnemac, Indiana.
Zane Smith, Huntington Beach, California.
Row 13.
Ryan Preece, Berlin, Connecticut.
Austin Cindric, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Row 12.
Corey LaJoy, Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Austin Dillon, Welcome, North Carolina.
Row 11.
John Hunter Nemechek, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Carson Hocevar, Portage, Michigan.
Row 10.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Olive Branch, Mississippi.
Daniel Suarez, Monterrey, Mexico.
Row 9.
Alex Bowman, Tucson, Arizona.
Ryan Blaney, Hartford, Ohio.
Row 8.
Michael McDowell, Glendale, Arizona.
Todd Gilliland, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Row 7.
Joey Logano, Middletown, Connecticut.
Chase Briscoe, Mitchell, Indiana.
Row 6.
Christopher Bell, Norman, Oklahoma.
Kyle Busch, Las Vegas, Nevada.
And now, the top 10 starters. Starting 10th.
Martin Truex Jr., Mayetta, New Jersey.
Starting 9th.
Ross Chastain, Alba, Florida.
Starting 8th.
Bubba Wallace, Concord, North Carolina.
Starting 7th.
Denny Hamlin, Chesterfield, Virginia.
Starting 6th.
Kyle Larson, Elk Grove, California.
Starting 5th.
William Byron, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Starting 4th.
Ty Gibbs, Washington, D.C.
Starting 3rd.
Chris Buescher, Prosper, Texas.
Starting 2nd.
Brad Keselowski, Rochester Hills, Michigan.
And starting on the pole.
Tyler Reddick, Corning, California.
That's the starting lineup for the Goodyear 400.
All of those drivers have been introduced to the fans in attendance. They have made their way to their race cars. We're getting ready for opening ceremonies. As for the seventh time, we're about to button up a NASCAR triple header. Action got started Friday night with the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. It was Ross Chastain and Nice Motorsports going to victory lane. Yesterday, the NASCAR Xfinity Series, they ran their 200-miler. And finally, Justin Allgaier was able to put an exclamation point on win number one. He was able to drive his car into Mobile One victory lane, and now all attentions focus on the 400 miles in front of us today, the Goodyear 400. It is going to be a test of man and machine, and it's also going to be a test of crew chiefing strategies and tire management. It's going to be a handful, but that's why we love coming to Darlington. As we get set to go, let's go trackside now for pre-race ceremonies.
Please rise as you're able and remove your hats, and veterans render a hand salute as Camden Military Academy presents our nation's colors. On April 29th, four officers lost their lives in the line of duty in Charlotte, North Carolina. We ask everyone to keep their family and friends in your thoughts and prayers. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome mother of the 2023 Goodyear 400 winner, William Byron, Dana Byron.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day for racing. We honor and give thanks for all of our mothers today, and we remember all the mothers who are no longer with us. We pray for safety and protection for all the drivers and crew. Father, we are so grateful for our first responders, and we pray and mourn for the families of our fallen officers. Lord, we pray for all of this in your holy name. Amen.
Here to perform our national anthem from the United States Air Force Heritage of America Band, please welcome Staff Sergeant Rachel Coleman and Danielle Hedrick.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still
bursting in air. We are set to go. The Goodyear 400 coming up live on the Motor Racing Network.
Napa's Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide. Napa!
More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by